Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Jeff Katz, News Radio WRVA. As you know, the final Friday of each month, we bestow our Lieutenant Jan McTernan Blue Friday honor. We look for a local Central Virginia law enforcement officer who has made a difference, gone above and beyond, truly represents, in my opinion, the best of the badge. I'm thrilled to tell you that for the first time, we have a representative from the Colonial Heights Police Department, Lieutenant Val Eiler. Lieutenant, thank you for being here.
Thank you.
Can you tell us a little bit, let's start with your career. How long have you been on the job and where have you served?
Since 1993, started in Pennsylvania.
Whereabouts?
North, up by Erie.
Oh.
It was Cambridge.
Okay.
The name of it, Cambridge Township. Left there, went to the city of Petersburg, left Petersburg and went back to Cambridge for about a year.
Okay.
And came back to Petersburg, was there until 2003, and then came to the city of Colonial Heights.
Tell me a little bit about your assignments over the years in Colonial Heights.
I started there as a patrol officer, took the sergeant exam, made it to the greatest sergeant. And about 2 years ago, made it to lieutenant.
Mm-hmm.
I'm in charge of an 8-man patrol shift on daylights right now.
Okay. And tell me about the folks who, in this day and age, are coming onto the job.
We've got quite a few applicants, you know, whenever we do a hiring process. And, you know, through backgrounds and everything else, weed it down to the best we can get.
Right.
And we actually just put four in the academy recently.
Okay.
They started on Monday. So looking forward to having some young guys out there that are, you know, hard chargers ready to go do the job.
Yeah. Now, you've been on the job 25 years at this point, right?
Yes, sir.
Okay. So in 25 years, have you seen big changes in the profession?
Sure. I mean, it's, you know, you used to get 300-400 applicants,
right,
you know, for five positions back
right.
in the day. You don't have the applicant pool that you used to,
mm-hmm.
but I think the ones that are applying, they want to be there, and
okay.
they want to be there for the right reasons.
Right, you know? Right. Tell me about the community itself. When we hear about Colonial Heights, we think the Tri-Cities, right, with Petersburg and Hopewell and Colonial Heights. Tell me what makes Colonial Heights sort of stand out.
Colonial Heights is pretty much it's a business hub of the area.
Yeah.
You know, it's got two exits right off 95. You've got the mall. Any restaurant that you can pretty much think of there.
Yeah.
So, you know, we only have a sleeping population of probably 18,000 people.
But oh, really? Okay.
Any given time, there's probably 50, 60,000 people in the city. You know?
Right.
I mean, we're the only mall from here to the Carolinas.
Okay. So. All right. So you're finding with that sort of transient population, I got to figure there's some bad guys who see two exits, as you point out, one exit to come off, do the crime, the other exit to figure out how to get out of Dodge.
Sure. I mean, it happens. That I would say that is the majority of our crime in Colonial Heights.
Okay.
It's not the sleeping population that's committing the crimes. It's people coming,
right,
not doing the right thing, and we catch 90% of them because. It's an 8-square-mile city, and we've got enough officers to
okay.
handle business.
Well, tell me a little bit about the department itself. How many folks are members of the Colonial Heights Police Department? Tell me about some of the specialty units as well.
I want to say it's 53 right
okay.
now, but with the ones in the academy and stuff, I'm not exactly positive of that. You know, we have our canines, drug canines. We have a bloodhound
mm-hmm.
that Officer Wolf is the handler of that.
Okay.
And, you know, we use that for Alzheimer's patients. I mean, we have numerous programs, Project Lifesaver programs.
Okay.
You know, for Alzheimer's patients. And, I mean, but we have our investigations.
Right.
We have an SOU unit that, you know, is out wandering the streets in the plain clothes kind of deal, unmarked cars.
Okay.
So, yeah, there's... There's always something going on. You can stay busy if you want.
Okay, now explain to everybody when you say SOU. I mean, because we police officers live in a world of acronyms and abbreviations. What does that mean?
Special Operations Unit.
Okay, and so they're folks who are not going to be in uniform.
Otherwise known as, I mean, street crime sometimes, you know. Everybody has their little acronyms for their locality.
Okay.
You know, it was street crimes when I worked in Petersburg, and I worked on it.
You know? I got you. So. Lieutenant Val Eiler from the Colonial Heights Police Department is joining us. One of the things I wanted to talk about, the gentleman who nominated you for the Lieutenant Jan McTurnham Blue Friday honor, talks about not just the fact that you're running your regular patrol shift, but that you are handling the active shooter training and drills. Can you tell us a little bit more about that?
Yeah, we do active shooter a couple times a year there. I pretty much do the firearms for the city, you know, qualifying everybody a couple times a year. A taser instructor, pepper ball instructor. So, you know, that in charge of basically the high risk use of force trainings. And, you know, you have to recertify every year on all this. So basically you're constantly upping yourself, and you have to try and keep yourself in schools to stay current on everything that's going on, because the trends change. It seems like every time we have an incident, it gets tweaked a little bit and things change.
Well, tell us about the taser and the OC training, because you're talking about being trained and then recertified and the rest. How often are the officers getting tased or dealing with OC?
Well, the initial certification in the city of Colonial Heights to be able to carry a taser is you have to be exposed to it.
Wow.
To be an instructor, you go back every 2 years for your instructor recert, and they changed it way back when.
Okay.
I think I first got certified in it in 2003.
Okay.
And they pretty much got you every time you went back for a recert, you know, whether it be on purpose or by accident. But, no, it's just that first exposure, and then they have to do a recert every year to make sure they're receiving any updates.
Okay. Tell us a little bit as we chat about all of these situations, if you don't mind sharing a little bit about how your job impacts the home life, because this is something that I think a lot of people truly don't understand. We live in a day and age, unfortunately, where every bad thing that's ever happened anywhere involving a law enforcement officer is front and center. And there's really never the coverage of positive things. And even worse, there's not necessarily an understanding on the part of many people in the public that police officers get up in the morning, they've got families they're dealing with, they go to work, they're looking to help other people, and quite frankly, they're looking to go home at the end of their shift.
Sure. I mean, they're just like anybody else. Somebody works in a plant. I mean, you got to get up, you got to go to work every day, and this is the profession you've chosen.
Yeah.
The profession you've chosen keeps you from being home sometimes on Christmas Day, Thanksgiving Day. You know, I mean, there's a lot of guys out there that are on SRT teams, SWAT teams. When the call comes out, it's not an option. You go.
Right.
You know, it doesn't matter what you're doing at that point in the day. You go. You know, I've got four kids, so, I mean, I've run the softball gamut, the volleyball gamut, and all that. So, just like everybody else, it's just a different profession, and, you know, it's a strain on the... I've been married 24 years, so...
Wow, okay.
You know, she's definitely a saint.
I was going to say, you definitely married up, sir. You know that, right?
Yeah, she's a good woman, no doubt.
Well, we're thrilled that you took some time to be with us. And when you talk about the applicant pool as an example, as you say, used to have hundreds of people applying for one opening, and now, for whatever reason, there are not as many. But in terms of people who are applying, you're finding the caliber and the motivation pretty comparable to what it was when you came on the job?
Sure it is. That's what I said. You know, I think the ones we're getting, they want to do the job.
Yeah.
And they want to do the job for the right reason at this point.
Right.
I mean, you know, before when the economy's not doing well, your applications are up.
Right.
When the economy's doing real well, you know, you have to try and stay comparable, you know, to the private sector and pay.
Right.
And a lot of times that's difficult, you know, private sector-wise.
Now, you talk about the private sector. Are law enforcement agencies at this point, in your point of view, sort of competing with each other for this limited pool of applicants, even more so than in the past?
Well, sure. I mean, it depends on what you want to do with your career also.
Right.
You know, I mean, you go to a smaller department, there's less opportunity for movement in that department. But, you know, you go to a bigger department, we'll say Chesterfield, Richmond, they've got, you know, 70 different things you can do in a 25-year span.
Right, right.
I myself, I enjoy patrol. That's where I've spent my time. Those are the guys I train.
Yeah.
You know, and like to make sure they're being safe.
Well, I love that. I love that attitude. Well, Lieutenant Eiler, number one, we thank you for coming in here today, and we congratulate you as the winner of the Lieutenant Jan McTurnan Blue Friday honor. I will tell you that we've got a gift bag, which has been provided every single time for more than 3 years by Jay Burchell and his team at CMA's Colonial Chevrolet. They've supported us every step of the way. There's all sorts of cool goodies in there. There's not enough for you to retire on, no matter how close you are to retirement. It's a $100 gift card, but it couldn't hurt, right?
Right.
And in addition to that, we have a new thing. This is the Thin Blue Line bracelet. There's a young lady by the name of Emily Morrissey, who is a special needs, she's a wonderful young lady with special needs and disabilities, who through her physical therapy, occupational therapy, found she had a real talent for working with beads. And so she has set up, with the help of her brother and her folks, a little company, really, emilysbracelets.com, and she makes these beautiful bracelets, and you're going to receive a Thin Blue Line bracelet thanks to Emily Morrissey from Chesterfield.
Well, thank you, Emily.
There you go. Again, Lieutenant, we salute you for this. We thank you for coming in, and we wish you the very best, and the very best to everybody down there with the Colonial Heights Police Department.
Well, thank you. I appreciate you doing the segment, you know, showing that somebody out there is actually watching and looking and understands it.
There you go. That is Lieutenant Val Eiler from the Colonial Heights Police Department. He is our honoree this month, receiving the Lieutenant Jan McTurnan Blue Friday honor. Jeff Katz, News Radio, WRVA.
Oh, such a clutch pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
He shoots. He scores.
Go to Blinds.com for up to 45% off and a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Go right now for up to 45% off at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.